This is a CHY News Update. It's been over a month since a year-round drop-in service hub closed in downtown Nanaimo, leaving many community services looking for a new way to keep those living on the street from falling through the cracks. CHY first reported on the upcoming closure of the hub back in March. It was a low-barrier space located at 55 Victoria Road that gave street-entrenched people access to essential services such as food, clothing, and hygiene items, and connections with community resources. Run 7 days a week, the hub was operated by Island Crisis Care Society, or ICCS, in partnership with Nanaimo Family Life Association, or NFLA. The daytime service, run by ICCS, was funded by the City of Nanaimo and supported by the federal government via United Way BC through the Reaching Home program. The nighttime service that was run by NFLA was funded by BC Housing. This closure came as many residents in the nearby neighborhood reported an increase in social disorder after the hub had first opened. This led Nanaimo City Council to vote in the summer of 2025 to end the city's funding for the hub's daytime services. Erica Gagnon, Director of Shelters and Guest Services for the Nanaimo Family Life Association, says NFLA, ICCS, and the City of Nanaimo are still looking for a new location for the hub.
Been over 6 months we've been looking for a location. Visiting potential sites has slowed right down, not because we're not interested in finding a site. We absolutely still need a site. We still have everyone invested in getting another hub up and running. But we have looked at 30 properties so far, so we've kind of exhausted the inventory that is out there.
She says all three groups have been looking for a new location since well before the former hub space closed. But all the places they have looked at have not been appropriate due to location or the need for significant upgrades or alterations, something they cannot afford.
And so as new properties come on the market, ourselves, ICCS, the city, we all have a running email. We're all sending each other new real estate. We have great real estate teams. There's just no other inventory out there that would be appropriate for us to look at this time.
Along with running the nighttime shelter at the hub, NFLA also runs a year-round Unitarian shelter and the emergency winter shelter at St. Peter's Church that was also closed for the season at the end of March.
So for the people that are seeking shelter, it's not been going well. The shelters are full every night. The few beds that are available, people are checking in with us. Of course, we're connecting with a lot of people because they're coming to our shelter, and of course we're full. They are sleeping in doorways, they're sleeping in tents, they're sleeping in parks.
To help those who are now needing to find shelter elsewhere, Gagnon says they have been handing out as much survival equipment as they can during their shower program weekdays at Caledonia Park. She says now that the hub is closed, she's concerned that those who have came to see the hub as a safe and warm space will fall through the cracks.
I think a lot of the community looked at it as somewhere that someone who was addicted or unhoused could go and get a coffee, get a sandwich, a new pair of socks. But truly, somewhere like the hub keeps people alive until hopefully they have a moment of clarity or there is an opportunity from, you know, a medical organization or to get them the help that they want.
She says the loss of the hub is a loss of a channel for service providers to connect with those in need.
For instance, yesterday I left the office here and there was someone who needed some transportation passes and a very important message about a medical appointment. And we went and hunted them down in the bushes because we know this person. We know this. They need the services that were being offered. They were seeking out these services, but we had no way to connect with them. And so that's what a lot of agencies are doing right now, because they're, you know, you're in this line of work because you want to help, but there's no way to connect with those people now. And so you're left with, you can either write it down and hope they show up, or you can go and find them in a lot.
While also continuing to look for a new hub location, Island Crisis Care Society has started looking at other ways they can support those living on the street.
We have secured a van, and so we're going to be offering mobile outreach. We're calling it our mobile hub, but we'll be offering all the same services that the hub provided. So we're doing some food work, food service, providing food, harm reduction supplies, clothing, looking to have opportunities to set up a tent and a table and do some of the work with. Well, some of the things we did were like helping with documentation, things for like appointments.
That was Ted Paul, the new executive director for ICCS. He told CHY that as the mobile hub is only starting this week, they're still working through where and when the van will be out. But for now, their main focus is to service those downtown.
What we looked at was there's a calendar out there of all the food that is being delivered throughout the city at various times, and there's some big gaps. And so what our focus point was let's fill the holes first where there is no services being provided, and then also look for opportunities where we can partner with other folks.
The mobile hub is funded by the Reaching Home program through United Way BC. While this new program will offer what was previously done at the hub, Paul says a physical space will always be needed in this community.
You know, we got people that are in various pockets of just wherever they can find a little bit of shelter on the streets here. And so what we'd like to have is somewhere where they could actually come inside and get whatever they need, whether it's food, whether it's materials, whether it's help with some phone charging, whatever. We just want to be able to, you know, provide somewhere for them to go.
Back in March, CHY spoke with Sydney Robertson, chairperson of the South End Community Association, or SECA, about her concerns over what would happen in the neighborhood when the hub closed down. SECA was among those who spoke to City Council last summer to request the hub be closed. As a closure approached, however, she expressed concerns that there was not an adequate plan in place for the neighborhood to deal with the transition. But now in May, Robertson tells CHY that since the closure of the hub, SECA has noticed a positive change.
A lot of it was pretty instantaneous for a lot of the area right around where the hub was. It was night and day as soon as it closed.
She says she has seen the Nicholl Street side of the building go quiet, and the Victoria Street side of the building return to the smaller amount of people who would frequent that area before the hub first opened. While Robertson says the change has been positive for the area and the residents in the neighborhood are enjoying a bit of a relief, she says they are still staying vigilant for what could happen over the next several months.
We're really watching right now to make sure that no encampments start growing, because it's the season when it's easier for people to live rough. But and that can be okay when it's one person one or two people with a tent, and then it turns into a bigger thing and a bigger thing, and it becomes entrenched, and that's really problematic.
Robertson says SECA will continue to advocate for better services for those living on the street that are not condensed in one area.
We've been advocating to the province as well as the city that Nanaimo needs, I believe right now, at least three hubs. So that, so folks can get services without all having to come to the same spot. Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants to come to Nicholl Street. And second, so that no one neighborhood has to absorb too much.
For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.